And let's stay in Nogales, where there could be other big changes ahead for people living and doing business on both sides of the border. Tomorrow, Mexico's president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador will be sworn into office. During his campaign, the populist candidate promised tax cuts and wage increases for Mexicans living along the border. Murphy Woodhouse with the Fronteras desk at KJZZ reports.
In a cavernous factory in Nogales, Mexico, ergonomic furniture is being sewn, pieced, and pounded together. New York-based HumanScale has 180 workers here. It's just one of dozens of export manufacturing facilities, or maquiladoras, in the border city. It employs just a fraction of the more than 40,000 directly employed by maquiladoras locally. Daniel Rivera is the plant manager.
Our market is all around the world. We have customers on the East Coast. We have another facility in California. From here, we can cover the central. The needs are equally distributed.
Rivera and his colleagues with businesses along the U.S.-Mexico border are trying to prepare for a package of border reforms proposed by incoming Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, widely known as AMLO. AMLO and his center-left party Morena say they'll cut taxes, double the minimum wage, and equalize fuel prices with American sellers within a thin strip of the northern border. The idea is to promote economic development and encourage more Mexicans to move there rather than trying to migrate to the U.S. Andrew Seeley is president of the Migration Policy Institute and author of a recent book looking at U.S.-Mexico economic integration. He says AMLO's proposal will probably become reality, but there could be some tweaks.
He can certainly pass any measure that he wants to, but we're likely to see reality set in as they look at how to implement the promises he made to the northern border communities.
The tax cuts will eat into federal resources, says Seeley. He thinks the measures are more likely to be scaled in over time.
If they implemented overnight a huge drop, they're going to have a huge shortfall.
And while some are concerned about the unintended consequences of government intervention in labor and fuel markets, business leaders are cautiously optimistic about what that will all mean for Nogales, Mexico.
The what sounds very good. The how is what we're waiting for.
Wendy Molina is head of the local Maquiladora Association. She thinks the lower sales and business taxes could be a boon for border residents and investment. But she had a suggestion for how to minimize the impact of the wage increases.
Hopefully it's in steps so people can get prepared and the companies, the investors can get prepared for the changes as well.
But many companies are already close to compliance. Eliezer Coronado is head of the Nogales Industrial Relations Association.
It's going to affect us, but minimally, because right now everybody's paying above minimum wage.
Coronado says the average maquila wage is around $7.70 per day, while the current minimum wage is about $4.30. Wages are still likely to rise across the board, and prices could too. But companies like HumanScale are also working on ways to run more efficiently to keep prices down. Again, plant manager Daniel Rivera.
We are not looking necessarily to make a price increase. What we're looking to do is how can we become more competitive?
Many companies will also see cost reductions due to the proposed slashing of business taxes. Nearby, maquila worker Jesus Ernesto Lopez Rubio and his family were catching a bus to the city center before his graveyard shift at a local maquila. He welcomes the changes, even though he and his wife make substantially more than the nearly $9 proposed minimum wage.
Todavía me llegaría un beneficio ahí. Pero sí, yo estoy arriba del salario mínimo, no, pero hay personas que no.
He says he'll still benefit, but there are a lot of people earning less that would benefit even more. Just a few miles north in the twin border city of Nogales, Arizona, shoppers are browsing along the Morley Avenue shopping district. Most are Mexican nationals crossing over the border. Most sales tax revenues come from them. A weak peso and long border waits have hammered local retailers in recent years in this Arizona town. Many also feel that razor wire recently installed on the border by the U.S. military doesn't help. Evan Corey's family owns two of the longest-standing stores on Morley, including the bridal shop where we met, just a stone's toss from a small border crossing.
If the people are more secure economically, that means that they're more secure to shop.
Lower taxes on the Mexican side may mean more shop there, but he says higher wages and the prospect of increased investment are good news for both sides of Nogales. Just outside, Miriam Robles and her daughter were doing some holiday shopping. As with many Nogales, Mexico residents, such trips are almost weekly. And with reforms, it's going to be the same, she says. But she hopes to soon be crossing with more money. For Here and Now, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.